Hi, and thanks for your interest in our poster entitled Generation of Mechanosensory Neurons in Adult Drosophila. You can find more details on our preprint linked to the QR code shown on the bottom right corner of the poster. In box 1, you can find a brief summary of the context, results, and implications of this project, which is framed in the field of regenerative medicine for hearing loss. Indeed, hearing loss affects 5% of the world population due to death of mechanosensory hair cells in the inner ear. Therefore, regenerative interventions are urgently needed to promote hearing recovery for millions of people worldwide. Drosophila Johnston's organ neurons, or JO, in the antennae are mechanosensory cells functionally and genetically conserved to hair cells in mammals. By refining lineage tracing methods, we captured low-level generation of JO neurons in adult Drosophila, which partially occurs by neuronal cell replication and is promoted by drug administration. Our results unveil an unexpected mechanism for nervous system regeneration and establish a new in vivo platform to screen for modulators of cell renewal in adult sensory neurons. In box 2, you can find the genetic strategy we implemented to detect adult cell turnover. We named the system Permanent Markham, or P. Markham for short. Based on regular Markham, it incorporates two major features. One, cell type specific labeling by incorporation of cell type specific Galfour lines to express enhanced cytoplasmic GFP and nuclear RFP only in the cells of interest in the lineage, allowing for the assessment of cellular morphology and their quantification without the need of antibodies. The second feature is its permanent activity following heat shock. Opposite to regular Markham, where flipase is expressed in a pulse-based manner, P. Markham turns on permanent expression of flipase in the heat shock-activated cells by means of the Lexa-Lexioperon system, shown in red. In this way, whenever a cell goes through G2 phase, there will be enough flipase available to recombine the chromosomes and segregate the GAL80 repressor for eventual expression of reporters following mitosis. This key feature allows for identification of mitotic events happening at low frequency and otherwise not detected by regular Markham. The system is versatile, applicable to virtually any adult tissue, and still allows for incorporation of an additional UAS transgene to genetically manipulate the adult-born cells and evaluate their functional contribution. We validated the system by detecting the previously reported neurogenesis and regeneration in the adult optic lobes. In box 3, you can see the implementation of P. Markham to detect adult JO neurogenesis. For this, we introduce the IAV Galfour line, which labels only the JO neurons in the antennae. IAV encodes for a TRPV channel, essential for mechanotransduction in Drosophila hearing. To minimize activation of the system, we kept flies at 17 Celsius during development, and then heat shock was applied to flies 2 to 5 days old. Because of the strong fluorescent reporters, appearance of JO neurons in the antennae can be witnessed in vivo under fluorescent scope. We then tracked single flies over 4 weeks, and indeed, JO neurogenesis was detected in P. Markham flies at a higher frequency and extent than with Markham. This semi-quantitative approach was validated with the analysis of adult JO neurogenesis by confocal imaging. New neurons develop cilia and project axons to the central brain, strongly suggesting they might functionally remodel the auditory circuitry. We also verified an increase in the number of cells labeled and the proportion of flies with JO neurogenesis over time. Taken together, this method revealed adult JO neurogenesis by live imaging on intact flies and by confocal microscopy. Next, we tried to identify a cell of origin for the newly generated JO neurons. P. Markham images revealed GAIO neurons labeled with GFP and RFP resembling mitotic activity. We reasoned this could be possible since every functional unit in the antenna, the scolopidium, contains 2 to 3 GAIO neurons, and self-replication of those neurons could be a backup mechanism to quickly replace lost ones. This would also facilitate proper connections of new neurons in the brain. To test this hypothesis, we assembled 2 more lineage tracing systems. In box 4, we show one of them, called Permatwin IAV. Based on twin spot Markham and Permatwin, in this system, flipase is expressed in GAIO neurons by the IAV Galfour line, as well as GFP and RFP reporters with their corresponding repressors, in such a way that only neurons coming from a self-replication event get differentially labeled in an otherwise non-labeled background. Remarkably, Permatwin IAV detected self-replication of GAIO neurons in physiologic conditions. We finally asked whether orally administered drugs could promote GAIO cell renewal. After feeding flies with drugs over 4 days, we detected GFP-RFP twins in the antennae of intact flies by fluorescent microscopy, as soon as the drug treatment finished. A detailed analysis by confocal microscopy revealed that new GAIO neurons develop cilia and target the brain through the antennal mechanosensory and motor center, demonstrating cell replication from cilia to axonal projections in 15% of the flies. Taken together, our results identify self-replication of neurons as an unexpected mechanism for nervous system regeneration and establish a new in vivo platform to screen for modulators of nervous system regeneration. Again, you can find more details on our preprint, but feel free to contact me if you have any further questions. I will be happy to discuss with you. Thank you.